You know the sin to be rich, but it's a low down shame to be poor. It's a sin to be rich. You know the low down shame to be poor. You know a rich man ain't got a chance to go to heaven, and a poor man got a hard way to go.
Standing in the halls of their seven-figure bank, I wonder what in the world they were gonna do for you. I can take the brunt, if you can take the flank, explain, Mr. Blunt, to timid Mr. Frank. I wonder what in the world they were gonna do for you. We've been stealing this among the most every day, and ain't nobody caught us in anyway. But something's telling me now our goose is cooked. We've been raising our prices on the kiddies, ices in the bedroom suites on the corner store. Don't you think that they could go up some more? Mm-hmm. Then with everybody jiving about how to be survivor, we could bring them back down again. And it's a gone circle while the World Bank wins again. A revolution, no solution to the government's illusion that the people are abusing with the prices that we're using. And I think that they're abusing everything that we try to do. Yeah.
a defamation for the nation. It is drowning in inflation, immigration, isolation. As a use of tabulation to the calculation that the world is gonna wanna come to you. So people in distress gonna worry nonetheless about the monetary mess from an educated guess. They're never really blessed, but they, we must confess it now. So people got the job, everything is out, and I've said what I have to say. Everybody sit back a while and get ready to.
People that buy, while everyone else is out to sell some kind of merchandise. We run to the boss and tell him we need a bit more gold, some tax deductions later, and we still wind up in the hole. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. The consumer, they call us. We always get a fair shake. We buy a fridge that doesn't freeze and a stove that doesn't bake. We can't buy nothing lasting lest we get that raise in pay. Then they'd only charge more for the things that cost us less today. The consumer, they call us. We're fussy what we eat. We look at the price of the T-bone steak and buy hamburg meat. And all those fancy packages we take down from the shelf, they're always full of good fresh air when they're not full of nothing else. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. The consumer, they call us. When the man comes in the door, they give us a deal on a vacuum if we buy a rug for the floor. And how do we pay the finance when the monthly bills arrive? They just send down the bailiff to repossess the car we drive. The consumer is what they call us. We're always deep in debt, from buying drawers and discount stores to fixing the TV set. We go to the bank for the money and sign for another loan and pray the Lord doesn't see us stop in the tavern halfway home. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot, and save a lot of money spending money we don't got. We save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
Money is weird. Money has come in more weird shapes and forms than probably anybody knows, most of which don't even exist anymore. Pennies used to have wheat on the back of them instead of the Lincoln Memorial. Nickels used to have buffaloes, caricatures of Native Americans, and apparently Amish people. And dimes used to have the Roman god Mercury, because apparently he's an American or something. Pennies are a great example of money, because nobody likes them. They're probably the only kind of money that people will actually drop and not bother to pick up. The only cool ones are those pennies they made in 1943 out of steel and zinc, because they needed the copper for World War II. Also, they're magnetic. People kind of hated them, because at a quick glance they kind of look like dimes, and you'd be pissed off too if you got to a store and had 9 cents less than you thought you did, especially when 9 cents could actually buy something. They're kind of like how the whole Susan B. Anthony dollar never took off, because they're the same color, same size, and same shape as quarters. Even if you take a second to look at it, she even kind of looks like George Washington. Which is unfortunate, because she is a woman. Everybody likes quarters. Quarters are so beloved that every state got their own quarter. It's not okay to make fun of the other places with quarters that aren't actually states, like Guam and Puerto Rico, because they have their own quarters, and that's cooler than anything you or I have. However, it's still okay to make fun of Alabama for having Helen Keller on their state quarter. I mean, honestly, they could have picked anything, and they picked her, and seriously thought, nobody would make fun of us for that. Bicentennial quarters used to be cool, but nowadays nobody cares about them anymore. This is sad. Half dollars have JFK on them, and silver dollars have Eisenhower. Many silver dollars also have a depiction of a bald eagle landing on the moon, which while I cannot prove that this actually happened, I also can't prove that it didn't. Bicentennial silver dollar shows the Liberty Bell in outer space, commemorating back in 1976, when we apparently shot the Liberty Bell into outer space. Coin dollars are rarely successful. Even Eisenhower and Susan B. Anthony didn't work out. Which brings me to my favorite dollar coin, Sacagawea. This woman just couldn't get a break. I mean, she finally got onto an American coin, and she still has to carry her own baby on her back. The poor woman was bought by her husband and forced to lead a bunch of confused folks to the woods for practically forever. She made it all the way onto a minted U.S. currency despite not being a man, not being a president, hell, she wasn't even an American citizen, and the people of the United States still rejected her. Even the Susan B. Anthony coin was a bigger success, and that's saying a lot. It also used to be a much bigger deal for money if you could prove what city was printed in, and it was a pretty big deal if it was backed up by silver instead of gold. Today, our money is backed up by mostly nothing, but for some reason, they don't let people take the gold from Fort Knox. I don't know, it's weird. $2 bills are great. They're like having a sixth finger on each hand. Nobody needs them, but everybody finds them kind of interesting. Like something you talk about at a party, but only for like a minute or two. Canadian money is designed to look like American money at a glance, but it has no monetary value in America. This is not coincidental. It is supposed to trick you. If I made my own money in my basement that looks just enough like real money to fool you, it is called forgery, and I would go to jail. Not all coins are money, and not all money is coins. Our coins. Who cares? Some money becomes more valuable the more people handle it, so they can gain interest. Some money becomes more valuable the less people handle it. Odds are, you're probably going to lose money no matter what you do with it. Money continues to be very, very weird. Personally, I hate it. I think that it's inherent in the nature of money to maintain a system of wealth in which the controllers of the means of production always have a skewed advantage. Also, it necessitates that value must come in the form of representation, therefore constricting value in a system which is, for lack of a better word, rigged. The whole system is so obviously rigged, everybody knows it, and there's really nothing you can do about it. I mean, it is better than the feudal age, like if you need to see a doctor or else you'll die, then it makes sense. Kind of like how the only way you can build credit is to spend money now that you don't have until later. So the only way you can prove that you're a financially responsible adult is to buy things you can't afford. Rich folks don't worry about the credit. That's what makes them rich. They just buy things. Money is so weird, well, because it sucks. Money sucks. Everybody knows it. But I dare you to be the first one to get rid of yours. Don't forget, one way or another, you can't take it with you.
My older brother Tommy was a lineman, rest his soul. His job was hanging hot wire on them high line power poles. Every morning, bright and early, he climbed way up in the sky. And I never understood it, so one day I asked him why. He said it pays big money. Man, I'm into that. It pays big money if you're willing to take a chance. Let me tell you, son, it's sunny. Y'all see my bank account. Yeah, it pays big money, but he sure can't spend it now. Uncle Charlie was this demolition hound. It traveled across the country, blowing buildings to the ground. He carried a case of dynamite, seen everywhere he went. And he smoked them big long cigars, and he'd wink at you and grin. And said, pays big money, man, I meant that. Yeah, it pays big money, you're willing to take a chance. Let me tell you something, Sonny, you ought to see my bank account. Yeah, it pays big money, but he sure can't spend it now. No. Well, now the moral of this story, boy, is don't go getting yourself killed. Be kind to your intermediaries, and they just might put you in their will. And that pays big money, yeah, be all into that. Yeah, that pays big money, and big money's where it's at. Let me tell you something, Sonny, y'all see my bank account. It pays big money, and we're rolling in it now. It pays big money, having foolish kin. It pays big money, yes, I owe it all to them. Let me show you something, Sonny. Yeah, take a look at this bank account. It pays big money. Let's go spend some of it now.
Pardon me there, Billy. How much for that stick of gum, buddy? Can you break a $100 bill?
That's all I got. A lot of it. Yeah.
Who they heard of me?
Oh, love, honey.
A woman will sell her. I've got 90,000 pounds in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around.
Round, round,
you can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
Sashay into a peaceful country, covering the chiefs and saying, that's it, this is my blood and war with your bloody power. What are you doing with that stuff, hostage? And the thing is on. Here, sir, beef eaters will accept the bacon burgers. And here, the original armour worn by Henry has now been coated in Teflon, so those greasy Argentinians who don't have freckles because they slide off their faces can't get their hands on it. How old are the bloody guys and names? Well, 14 to 15. They sawed his leg off and counted the rings.
Sluggish economy, inflation, recession hits the land of the free. Standing on unemployment lines, blame the government for hard times. We just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. 10 kids in a Cadillac, stand in line for welfare checks. Let's all leech off the state. Gee, the money's really great. We just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, three loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah. We just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, three loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan.
At all. Oh, 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 oh. making a wild man of me. What's the use of working when you never save a cent? Every 30 days they come along and raise your rent. If you dare to raise a holler, you get raised another dollar. So it's better to leave well enough alone. The bathroom pipes are leaking, but no plumber can be found. By the time the landlord sends one, my poor family swimming round. Then he sells each one a bathing suit so they can get around. Those have no feeling, dollar stealing landlord. Oh, 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 those landlords are getting more daring each day. In another year, if they keep raising up the rent, we'll all have to move out to the woods and live in tents. The way they're dispossessing, life in jail would be a blessing. There at least they keep you warm in winter time. If you don't like it, move, your landlord tells you, looking sour. The guy that owns the moving van wants 50 bucks an hour. So you stay and pay the rent because they have you in their power. Those domineering, profiteering landlords. Oh, 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 those landlords. We can't even stop them by law. The first one charges heavy rent so he can sell the shack. The next one adds on more so he can get his money back. The living they begrudge us, why they laugh at courts and judges. Pretty soon they'll charge us if we breathe the air. We used to think that janitors had lives of misery. But janitors don't even work as hard as you or me. And besides, who wouldn't clean the hallway if their rent were free? So you'll obey us, move or pay us, landlord.
How in the world can a poor man eat? Flour up high, cotton down low. How in the world can we raise the dough? Our clothes worn out, shoes run down. Old slouch hat with a hole in the crown. Back nearly broken, fingers all wore. Cotton going down to rise no more. 11 cent cotton, $8 pants. Who in the world has got a chance? Can't buy clothes, can't buy meat. Too much cotton, not enough to eat. Can't help each other, what shall we do? Can't solve the problem, so it's up to you. 11 cent cotton, $1 hose. Guess we'll have to do without any clothes. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. Keep getting thinner, cause we don't eat. Tried to raise peas, tried to raise beans. All we can raise is turnip greens. Folks all sick, poor must talk. Ain't had no sugar since more dropped off. No use talking any man's beef with 11 cents cotton and 40 cents meat. $0.11 cotton, $0.40 meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Mules in the barn, no crops laid by. Grist mill empty and the cows gone dry. Well water's low, nearly out of sight. Can't take a bath on Saturday night. No use talking any man's beat with $0.11 cotton and $0.40 meat. $0.11 cotton, $0.40 meat. Feels like a chain is on my feet. Poor getting poorer all around here. It's coming regular every year. I planted corn, it was a wheat year. Planted wheat and it turned a corn year. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. Funny how prices have such a range. Poor old farmer always shortchanged. 40 cent meat, 11 cent cotton. Makes a fella mad when he's treated so rotten. We fatten our hogs, take them into town. All we get is 6 cents a pound. Very next day, you have to buy it back at 40 cents a pound in a paper sack.
lots of money, some haven't got a bean. If you have no money, baby, life can be awfully mean. It's only bits of paper, it seems to come and go. It's only bits of paper, it seems to come and go. If the rent don't come in, baby, you can go out the door. When you have money, baby, people will buzz around. Have money, baby, people will buzz around. When you're broke and busted, you are nowhere's bound. I'm a good girl, Papa, hold my head up high. I'm a good girl, Papa, hold my head up high. But what do I do when I see the money rolling by? I've worked for my living since I was two or three. Worked for my living since I was two or three. Worked for my living, somebody's working me. I like to think of heaven like the good books say. I like to think of heaven like the good books say. If I don't think of money, I can't get through this day. Well, someday I'll make it, feel that inside straight. Someday I'll make it, feel that inside straight. That's the day you'll see me walking in the pearly gate.
All right, ready on the right, ready on the left, and ready on the money line. Let's go. It's almost time for FMU Marathon. Oh, I miss those days. But anyway, I'm doing my part here. I'm doing a whole show about money, because that's what it's all about, is it not? And in a couple of days, March 4th, you'll be able to call up and make a pledge at 800-989-9368, which is 989-WFMU. Don't do it yet. Wait until Monday. Or if you missed it, you can still call it. It's still connected. So remember, this is why we are all here, okay? End of sermon. Money songs. We started out with Lightnin' Hopkins. It's a sin to be rich, but it's a damn shame to be poor. That's the truth. Sean Phillips after that, probably from the early 70s, Mr. Blunt and Mr. Frank, kind of setting it up for us, how it works. The Consumer, That's all of us. That was Stompin' Tom Connors from up in Canada Way. Money is Weird. Yes, it is. From Ryan Murphy. Garth Brooks. That was Big Money from Garth Brooks. Can't spend it now, though. Yeah, that's the way it goes. The OJs. The single version of For the Love of Money. The other version's about 8 minutes long or something. We heard from The Damned, Lovely Money, after Monty Python. When the shit hits the fan, that's the Circle Jerks. The shit is going to hit this fan at some point, and we are all going to have to be together on this, okay? Just remember, just I'm telling you now, okay? All right. Oh, those landlords from Irving Kaufman. You should see what's going up here in Maine. It's ridiculous. You know, $30,000 houses going for $3 million. It's ridiculous. 11 Cent Cotton. Was Frank Luther from 1929, the very beginning of the Depression, right? And then the Money Blues from the fabulous Melvina Reynolds. Okay, so that brings us up to where we are now, which is reading them back to you, basically. That's all I got at this point. So, but I do have good news. You like Melvina Reynolds? Well, here she is again.
Oh, money has its own way, and money has to grow. It grows on human blood and bone, as any child would know. It's iron stuff and paper stuff with no life of its own. And so it takes its growing sap from human blood and bone. And many a child goes hungering because the wage is low. And men die on the battlefield to make the money grow. And those that take the money crop are avid without end. They plant it in the tenements to make it grow again. The little that they leave for us, it cannot be a seed. We spend it on the shoddy clothes and every daily need. We spend it in a minute, in an hour it is gone, to find its way to grow again on human blood and bone. Blood and bone.
One day me and Mitch was talking about how fast our money goes. She said I would be a rich man if lots of nickels filled my nose. As understanding as we were, this here I explained to her. If I had a nose full of nickels, I know just what I would do. I would give them to folks who are having tough times. I know that would bring me a heart full of dimes. I would spend the dimes on streetcars to take poor kids to the zoo. That would leave me with one streetcar token. Yes, my heart would be broke, but not broken. Like I said to Mitch, I would always be rich with a nose full of nickels and you. like I said to Mitch, if you're poor and not rich, I would sneeze all my nickels at you.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yes. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love with money.
Oh, Chief. The greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money.
Come on.
How serene, that lovely green of legal tenderness.
Nothing acts like or attracts like.
It buys happiness.
Oh, well.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I have a question I've so long wanted to ask.
Yes, Chief.
Is the money really greener in the other fellow's bank?
Certainly not. I've made a thorough investigation of the matter. It only seems greener.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. In fact, our bank has so much cash in it.
One look at it, I'm passionate. That's money.
You mean Clampett money. What if the Clampetts ever drew it out?
Miss Hathaway!
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my head. I swear, I'd cry a little.
A little? I know I'd die, not a little.
The greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money. We thank our lucky stars. We bank our lucky stars on money. I treasure each account with loving care.
Oh, I guess that deep inside us
there's a touch of all King Midas.
Hail to the king!
Thank you. The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
Kid, ain't you lucky to have friends who take such interest in your money?
By doggy, Granny, you're right.
Don't want no loving. Don't want no kissing. Don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar. For that lettuce, let me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuba. El De Niro, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels. Give me pesos. Let me see their smiling pesos. Give me money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. I like that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially substantial. Any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money.
Now that's pretty good, Big Jim. But tell us more, huh?
Yeah, I'm a greenback collector. I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage. Man, to me, it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll round upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind. Just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it. Let me hold it. Let me just sit there and fold it. Give me money, 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 money. I want a carload of cash. The kind I can stash. A vat full of Vodio dough. You know, your banker never lets it. Matter whereabouts you gets it. Have you got it, boy? That's all he wants to know. Yeah. So give me treasure I can measure. Because that's my idea pleasure. Give me wampum, gelder, geetus. Let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E. pluribus unum, I want to be the guy they send out to prune them.
money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money.
Money talks, money shouts, don't take much to hear. Like it or not, you need a lot if you're gonna make a life down here. Hey, money talks, money spits, makes its presence felt. I wanna be broke, this is no joke when you're dealing with the cards you're dealt. Now the love of money took many a man down the path to greed and vice. The reward's in heaven if you wait that long, but baby, I ain't that nice. Get rich quick, get rich fast, that's the game right now. Profit is all, well this is my call, baby won't you let me show you how. Consequence, if you stop robbing folks, is to spend some time inside. Well, I'm a bit more smart than I first appear. I'm legal and bona fide. Money speaks, money hums when it's rolling in. I'm making enough, enough of that stuff, so whatever comes, you're gonna win. Hey, you're never gonna lose that grin when you keep the money rolling in.
There's another message that I want to tell you today, is that within our mandate, the ECB is ready to do whatever it takes, to preserve the euro. And believe me, it will be enough.
the Taylor's rule.
Back in 1980, I was singing a happy song. Business was good, seemed like nothing could ever go wrong. I had a boat, an RV, a color TV, a house with a mortgage for my family and me. I worked real hard, making certain our future was strong. Then along came Ronnie, he was singing a different tune. He won't say now, but I think he might have spoke too soon. There goes my boat, RV, my color TV. They're gonna foreclose on my family and me. Business is bad, and I'm facing financial ruin.
Whoa, whoa, I got that Reaganomics blues. Whoa, whoa, I got the Reaganomics blues. I get the Reaganomics blues every time I watch the news. Whoa, whoa, I got the Reaganomics blues.
Needles, KKK Radio. Speak up, pal.
Oh, Joe?
Yeah, hello.
Jarman.
Come on, come on, speak up. You're not hitting anything on my VU meter.
Jarman, really in a bad shape,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, everybody's in a bad shape. It calls Joe Needles. What's your problem, Mac?
Can I level with you, Joe?
Yeah, everybody levels with Joe Needles.
I'm an ex-con, Joe.
An ex-con, huh?
That's why you got big ratings, because you laugh at us poor suckers. I don't know nobody in town, Joe. They stomp on me like some filthy rag.
I don't want to hear all this stuff. Look, we've got problems.
You're rotten, Joe. That's why I called you.
We've got the smog. We've got real problems. I'm not interested in your dinky little problems.
I need help, Joe.
What'd they send you up for?
Huh?
What'd they send you up for?
Well,
come on.
Forgery.
Paper hanger, huh?
Don't laugh at me, Joe.
You sign your name on the
I'm trying to go straight.
Yeah, that's what they all say, man.
I was up four times, but I ain't gonna forge no more, Joe.
You're not gonna
This time I'm gonna really go straight.
You're gonna go straight.
I'm really gonna go straight. I need your help, Joe.
I'm not giving you any help. I'm gonna hang up on you.
You're rotten, Joe, but don't hang up. I feel like I can identify with you.
You can identify with me? Look, I'm not gonna give you any answers. You call me to get answers.
Joe.
We've got the war in Vietnam.
I don't need no answers.
We've got big problems.
I need help.
What kind of help do you need?
I'm short, Joe.
You're gonna hit me up for a loan on the air?
How'd you know?
An ex-con? A forger?
Can I, Joe?
You're
will you
hit
give
me up?
One ex-con one break?
I wouldn't give you anything. How much do you need?
$100, Joe.
You need $100.
$100.
You want $100.
Can you give me $100?
If I gave you $100, if I gave you $100, gave you a new start in life, would you pay me back?
Oh, God, Joe. If you gave me $100. Oh, Joe. Will you give me $100? a forger, an ex-con. Will you do it?
Will you pay me back?
You'll take a check, won't you?
Monthly payment may be mighty hard, but you'll do a lot of living on a credit card. Sis, boom, diddle-daddle, sis, boom, bah. Yeah, you can do a lot of living on a credit card. Well, I mailed my application blank, and what do you know? I received my magic ducat not so long ago. ain't easy keeping track of all the things that you buy when the bird behind the counter is a real nice guy. Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bob. You can do a lot of living on a credit card. I went window shopping yesterday and did I goof? Bought a cute new compact car, I had a park on the roof. Don't sell me one more item or my ceiling will crash, cause my attic's really loaded with my cashless trash. Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bob. Yeah, you can do a lot of living on a credit card. Now my neighbors are complaining and my pal says, hard. Better get that locomotive out of your front yard. You're looking kind of worried, pal, and slippery as lard. Did you get that locomotive on your credit card? Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bar. Well, you can do a lot of living on a credit card. There's a lot of people used to think me good as gold, till I missed a monthly payment, now my story's told. Just look at this last statement and it's simple to see. I don't own this credit card owns me. Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bob. Hey, you can do a lot of living on a credit card. Yeah, I got a credit card, but I got woes galore. And I had it long enough, now I can't use it no more. My creditors are threatening to clobber me hard, and they all clamp down a limit on my credit card. Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bob. Now I can't do no more living on a credit card. You old angel they call Gabriel, better blow your horn. Someone made a bad mistake up there to let me be born. Depart me back to heaven where life ain't so hard, and they don't impose no limit on your credit card. Sis, boom, diddle, daddle, sis, boom, bob. Up in heaven there's no limit on your credit card. Credit card, credit card, credit card, credit card,
credit. In constant borrow his days, I am a man of constant borrow. I paid interest all my days. I bid farewell to all my money. I owe it now to wells and chains. He owes it now to wells and chains. For 6 long years I spent a bundle on pleasures here on earth I found. Or at the track I love to gamble. I have my debts to haunt me now. He has his debts to haunt him now. Banged up.
it dies in the pouring rain. Until it dies in the pouring rain. Sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a loser. My savings never will be no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'm debt free on God's golden shore. We're debt free on God's golden shore.
Settlement. How could he know we changed over to the dollar and the cent? It was 15 months or over since money he had spent. So he thought it's time he headed where his elbow could be bent. He was bent, all right. He really got himself twisted. Now the pub looked real inviting as the town came into view. It had seen a lot of fighting since the days when it was new. Snowy hoped those days were over. He was now a peaceful bloke. All he wanted was to drink with mates and to have a quiet smoke. But things never turned out that way.
When the barmaid said a dollar for a round of sparkling beer, he thought she was mistaken, or she must be going queer. Thinking five bob was a dollar, and her adding rather strange, he handed her the money and said, honey, keep the change. Keep the change. This is where the situation changed. She grabbed him by the collar and said,
now come on, son, you heard me say a dollar. Now I've got no time for your fun.
The bouncer came at Snowy and he landed in a pile. It sort of came from nowhere and it sort of cramped his style. He was now a mangled mess. The barmaid must be crazy and the bouncer must be mad. He reckoned that the trouncing was the worst he'd ever had. He picked himself up later just to make his way back home. He said, at least that's one place where I'm safe and I'm alone. Ah well, here's the payoff. Before he trudged on homeward, a notice caught his eye. What it had to say would be enough to make a ringer cry. It was written in plain English. He thought, well, here's the rub. I didn't know that I'd been inside a decimal currency pub. Now the old days are gone with the pounds and the pence. We now shout for mates with dollars and cents. But we fondly recall the old days round here when we lined up together at the pub with no beer.
I've been laid up, laid off, way late, let go, downsize, retrained, shortchanged, furloughed, overworked, complained, abused. Man, I got the Rust Belt blues. I've been locked out, tear gas, strip search, misled, tapped out, I fought black ball, retread, dove across the flat out screw. Man, I got the Rust Belt blues. I got the Rust Belt blues. Got the Rust Belt blues. Another plant shut down. Then it hardly news. Gonna tighten my bootstraps. Do what I gotta do. Whatever gets me through these Rust Belt blues. Shake down, foreclosed, spun round, double talked and plain confused. Man, I got the Rust Belt blues. Yeah, I've been ripped off, right size, outsourced, detained, jacked up, handcuffed, outflanked, restrained, sucker punched, so damn used. Man, I got the Rust Belt blues. I got the Rust Belt blues. Got the Rust Belt blues. Another plant shut down. Whatever gets me through these Rust Belt blues. Got the Rust Belt blues.
Rust Belt Blues. Another class shut down with Eddie Hartley News. Gonna tighten my bootstraps, do what I gotta do, whatever gets me through these Rust Belt Blues.
Right. Fortunately, we're not in the Rust Belt, at least not up here in Maine or down there in New Jersey. The Rust Belt is, yes, dying. Okay, never mind. Sermon over, I promised. Okay. Okay, up top, Malvina Reynolds. That was the Money Crop. Yeah, it's true. Yep. If I had a nose full of nickels, I still couldn't sneeze all over you. No, that was Luke Harder. He was a cab driver. Did a lot of songs that he wrote and stuff. Yeah, why not? The Beverly Hillbillies, that dreadful album I've been telling you about. That was called Love of Money and featured Raymond Bailey and Nancy Culp as Mr. Drysdale and what's her name? His faithful servant. Okay, Love of Money that was. The Money, just plain Money, that was Big Jim Buchanan. And then Dick Walter. I'm having trouble reading today, folks. Sorry. That was the Money song, okay? Nanowar of Steel, a punk novelty band out of Italy, go figure. Nanowar of Steel, and that was Tooth Fairy. Go back and listen to that one again. It's amazing. Reaganomics Blues was the boys from California. They should know. Blue Cheer, Money Troubles. We all got them, I guess. And then, let's see, Richard House and the Five Fellows. That was Credit Card. That's where your money troubles are starting, pal, let me tell you. All right, I got 10 of them myself, and I can't figure them out. All right, Man of Constant Borrow was the tongue-in-cheek band. Jimmy Dale, I've Got a Dollar. Good for you. And the Decimal Currency Pub was Slim Dusty, about when Australia switched to decimal. And the Rust Belt Blues from the Mavens. Okay. So, like I said, 800-989-9368, 989-WFMU, WFMU.org, one of those will do. Wait till it starts. Don't rush them all at once. They get scared, all right? So just take your time. 9th to, let's see, what is it, the 4th to the 17th? St. Patrick's Day is a Sunday this year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm KBC. This has been The Bit Slap. We'll be back again next week with something. I don't know what, but spring is coming. We have it in the air here. Today was 9 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to be 50. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, speaking of money, we got a couple more for you. Both of them you'll recognize as originals. Okay? Okay. I'll see you next week. Don't forget. Okay, thanks.